Fire Up is a youth conference, and now it is also an adult conference. It is happening at Lakeview Arena in Marquette starting tomorrow night. Doors open at 6, and then it'll continue all day Saturday. We bring in nationally known speakers and artists, bands. We also have a local missionary speaker coming in. Every year we have a different theme, and we base all of our events around that theme. This year our theme happens to be missions, so we're really going to be focusing on ways that people can get involved in their town and statewide and even, you know, worldwide in different types of missions.
What I seem to remember about Fire Up, at least in its early days, was it was primarily, it seemed like a youth-oriented sort of music-based event. It sounds like it has evolved somewhat from that, but music is still a big part of it, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We have a couple different worship bands that come in and will lead worship with the kids at the youth conference, and then a couple worship bands for the adults. And then we have late-night concerts that the kids can participate in, and have a concert on Saturday afternoon during our big pizza party bash. So music is definitely still a big part of the event.
It's all about a positive message as well. Tell us a little bit about that, that the sort of the idea of Fire Up is to accomplish what?
Fire Up is a way for multiple denominations, multiple church denominations to come together for one event and, you know, basically worship together, hang out together, get to know each other, and just, you know, celebrate their belief in God.
Where did the idea come from to start adding into the adult workshops and the adult factor or portion of this? I remember it as over the years being very youth focused. Mm-hmm. Now you're adding in, besides the youth, the adult factor. Where did that come from?
That is something that has developed over the last few years. We started having workshops during the event specifically for youth leaders and like the adult chaperones that were coming with the youth. And we always got really good responses for those. And so a couple years ago, someone had the idea of starting an adult conference and giving them their own speakers, their, you know, specifically their own workshops, their own worship band, and then, you know, still bring them together for the bigger concerts in the evening or the Saturday afternoon activities.
It's a multi-denominational affair, and what is the schedule, when and where, and how can folks take part?
Well, it starts Friday night at Lakeview Arena. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Registration starts at 3 o'clock. People can just come to the door and buy their tickets, and that will get them in for all of Friday evening's activities. And then Saturday, the doors open again at 8:30 in the morning. And it's probably going to be wrapping up about 9 o'clock Saturday night. So their ticket will include both days, and it will also include lunch, which is a pizza party Saturday afternoon.
And Jill, one thing you wanted to make sure people know is that you're also looking for volunteers still.
Yes, we are. This event wouldn't run as smoothly as it has in the years without the help of so many awesome volunteers. We take anybody that is 18 years and of age and up out of high school. We typically use about 100 to 150 volunteers, starting with tonight. Set up at Lakeview Arena, and then again starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., running all the way through to teardown Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to help out, but also be, I'm sure, immersed in the whole weekend and its message.
Oh, yeah. And all of the volunteers, they'll get plenty of breaks throughout the weekend, so they'll get to enjoy what's going on.
If somebody does want to volunteer, they got a group or something like that, how would they get a hold of you?
They can call me. Or they can just show up at the doors and ask for me. And
probably better right now with everything as busy as it is to probably just come to Lakeview and find you there.
Yep. We'll be there starting tonight about 6 o'clock. And that will mainly be loading in our production crew and setting up the stage and everything. So if you come tonight or early tomorrow morning, be prepared to, you know, be able to haul and lift and all of that good stuff. The rest of the weekend is door guards helping out with, you know, serving for the pizza party, basically crowd control, stuff like that.
So again, Fire Up being it is a Christian event. You do bring a positive message, but you want to say that, you know, for all the churches in the area and for youth and adults, come on by, right?
Oh, definitely. You don't want to miss it.
If somebody wants to take part, obviously, I guess you probably have your pre-registration and all that done. So now tickets would be at the door?
Yep. They can come to Lakeview Arena, follow the signs to the registration, and you can purchase a ticket at the beginning of the weekend or throughout the weekend. There will be, you know, price breaks depending on how much of the event you actually attend.
Oh, okay. So if you show up on Saturday or something and you've got a few hours to go or whatever, you could still get in at a reduced rate.
Yes.
Okay. The schedule again is what?
Doors open at tomorrow night, Friday, at 6 o'clock, and it will run to about 11:30 tomorrow night, and then the doors open again at 8:30, and we have a big free time recreation time Saturday afternoon, a pizza party, basketball tournaments at St. Michael's Gym. The YMCA is going to be open to all of Fire Up participants, and then the sessions start back up Saturday afternoon, and it ends with a big concert with Mike's Chair and After Edmund Saturday night, and we should be done about 9 o'clock.